Hey, Randy, what's a good word that rhymes with orange?
Let's see. That's a really hard one, Steve. Why are you writing a poem anyway?
That's just my way of bonding with today's legend of comedy, who is often known as the Poet Laureate of television.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and today we feature Julius Russell, better known as Nipsey, a nickname bestowed upon him by his mother. Born and raised in Atlanta, Nipsey got his start in comedy as a car hop at the legendary Varsity Drive-In, where he earned larger tips by making customers laugh.
Nipsey moved on to performing his comedy in nightclubs, and his growing popularity led to a series of what were called party albums, a style of comedy records in the 1950s and 60s that were notable for their raunchy adult content and often featuring black comedians. Here's Nipsey from his 1960 release, Laugh Lectures.
Yes, I have a boy named Peter, and he's a husky son of a gun. You know, I used to love playing with my little Peter. When he was small, you know, and he was a little rascal when he was young. But Peter worried me. He never grew much until he went away. And he just got back today. And you should see how my little Peter has grown.
A spot on the Ed Sullivan Show in 1957 led to several appearances with Jack Parr and a recurring role in the TV show Car 54, Where Are You? But perhaps he's best remembered as a panelist on The Match Game, where then-host Gene Rayburn would always ask Nipsey to favor us with a poem.
We'd like to close with a thought for the day, friends. Something pithy and full of wisdom. And we call on the Poet Laureate, Nipsey Russell.
People are very different today, and there's one sure way to know. Kids used to ask where they came from. Now they'll tell you where you can go.
That's it. Thank you, Super. Thank you all.
Gene Rayburn, Match Game 75.
Nipsey's game show career was the key to sustaining his fame, and he was actually the first black celebrity to join a network game show as a regular panelist on the show Missing Links in 1964. But Russell was also an accomplished dancer, which he put to good use, playing the Tin Man in the 1978 film version of the Broadway hit The Wiz.
Slide some oil to me, let it trickle down my spine. If you don't have STP, Crisco will do just fine.
But during the 1990s, Russell continued to make appearances on shows like Late Night with Conan O'Brien and The Chris Rock Show on HBO. Nipsey passed away in 2005 at the age of 87.
You can find out more about Nipsey Russell and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.